That steady drone is the long-awaited sound of the Burgess Biopower plant in Berlin, burning tons of wood chips to make electricity. PSNH has a contract to buy that electricity over the next 20 years at a rate that's estimated to cost PSNH customers $125 million more than if PSNH bought it on the open market. That's according to a report earlier this year by the Boston consulting firm of LaCapra Associates. The PUC commissioned that study as part of a wide-ranging review of PSNH's operations. PSNH declined to talk on tape for this story, but in a statement, PSNH said the LaCapra report isn't a sure thing because its conclusions are, quote, highly dependent on a number of issues that are uncertain and difficult to predict. That includes the future price of natural gas. But LaCapra's conclusions are not unfamiliar to PSNH. They echo warnings the Public Utilities Commission staff and the state's consumer advocate made back in 2011 when the contract was up for approval. Here's then-state consumer advocate Meredith Hatfield.
It looks like there's a really significant risk that customers would be locked into making those over-market payments.
It's not easy to calculate what this might mean to the average ratepayer in the short term. It could be a few cents every month, or a few dollars, or, if energy prices increase considerably, nothing. But whatever the amount, PSNH customer David Van Houten of Bethlehem objects, because he had no choice.
Well, I actually resent having to pay more without being asked to pay any more.
The three PUC commissioners, Tom Getz, Amy Ignatius, and Clifton Belo, gave unanimous approval to the biomass contract amid a flurry of lobbying. PSNH also argued hard for the contract. It said the PUC staffers didn't have a crystal ball. They said energy prices could go up enough so that the deal would save ratepayers money. And PSNH said the plant would produce renewable energy, which isn't cheap. PSNH also promised to keep track of any extra money that was paid. Gary Long, president of PSNH at the time, explained what would happen.
Then we would return that either through some sort of a payment back to customers, or we would purchase the plant at a discount, and then that discounted cost would go back to customers.
Long, who died earlier this month, was referring to what some critics thought was the key part of the deal, that PSNH could use the extra money consumers paid to help it purchase the Berlin plant, although it would require a change in state law. But while the PUC staff and the consumer advocate objected, politicians favored the contract. It seemed lucrative enough that it would make it easier for the developer to get the financing needed to build the biomass plant and help the struggling economy of the North Country. There would be millions of dollars in taxes, along with the construction work, and the promise of about 40 permanent jobs. Providing the wood chips would help about 200 forestry jobs. The region's big timber owners would get a new customer in need of 750,000 tons of wood chips every year. A proverbial win-win-win, according to then-Governor John Lynch.
This is a great day for Berlin. It's a great day for the North Country. And it's a great day for all of New Hampshire.
That was Lynch at the plant's groundbreaking in 2011. But as PSNH ratepayer Jim Dennis of Dalton sees it, the state forced PSNH ratepayers to contribute to a public works project to boost the economy of the North Country.
The Public Utilities Commission is supposed to defend ratepayer interests. Ratepayers aren't supposed to be used as pocketbooks.
Susan Chamberlain leads the state's Office of Consumer Advocate.
I tend to look at things from a more direct cost-benefit analysis as a ratepayer, and I don't like to see customers pay anything above market. If we have a deregulated electric market, then we should be using the market to set the prices.
But not being tied to the market can cut both ways. Last winter, there were times when electricity on the open market was about twice as expensive as the Burgess deals. So it was a good thing for taxpayers. That doesn't mean LaCapra's predictions that ratepayers will pay $125 million more than needed will end up being wrong, says Dalton's Jim Dennis, a private investor who used to manage a hedge fund.
I draw a sharp distinction between a serious valuation effort and sticking your finger in the air at a given point in time and saying, gee, right now at this second it works. That's not valuation.
Of the three PUC commissioners who approved the deal, only Amy Ignatius remains on the commission. A PUC official said the commissioners are not allowed to discuss previous decisions. But former Commissioner Thomas Goetz, who now works for a law firm, wrote in an email that he approached the Burgess Biopower case the same as any other and made, quote, the very best decision I could based on all the available evidence. Whether that was the very best decision for PSNH ratepayers probably won't be clear for years. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.